Coach, before we look ahead to 2021, let's start with looking back to last year. You were one of the teams that played in the spring, did well, got into the semifinals where you fell short to eventual state champion Manitou Springs, but had to be a different experience to line up and play football here in the spring.
Yeah, it was a lot different. I think, I guess, the one thing that that kind of sticks out in my mind is we started with it being cold, and then as the season went on, it got warm. So that was a little different. It was actually kind of nice.
Gotcha. But you also mentioned that may give you a little bit of advantage here at the start of the year because the recall amongst your kids is maybe better than a normal year.
I think that was a big advantage from the spring season as well. We rolled into practice and just started reviewing plays, and we're still trying to catch the incoming freshmen. Were the only ones that, you know, didn't know what was going on, so trying to catch them up. But it was good for everyone that was there this last spring. I feel like we're so far ahead right now. It seems like everything's going good.
Right. I talked to some other coaches that worked or played in the spring, and they kind of gave their kids the summer off, didn't do a lot because just to recover physically and also to give them a break mentally. What was your thoughts during the summer as you got ready for this year?
Well, as far as the summer, they had baseball and track clear to the end of June, and we didn't do anything the month of July. I said, go be a kid, enjoy your summer, do some family time stuff, and because before we know it, we're going to be back. And there were some kids that were a little fired up about it, but they managed to do their own thing, which was cool. They go and play some football without coaches trying to instruct them what to do. So I think they're really excited, and I think that was a well-needed and deserved rest for them in July.
You have to be excited for the year ahead because looking at your roster, especially at the skill spots, you return quite a few guys that were key contributors. Your quarterback is back. Your leading rusher is back. You've got a couple of top receivers coming back. So you've got a good group offensively to start off 2021.
Well, that's a good advantage as well. I think that, a lot of those guys played as sophomores last year. You don't, like in a program, if you got a real good program going and stuff, usually the whole process is the freshmen and sophomores kind of wait their turn, juniors and seniors play. But at a smaller school, we got to roll with what we have. And the sophomore group that started a lot last year are going to be juniors this year. So I'm excited for this group and also the few seniors that we have as well.
Okay, Hayden Camp is that quarterback I was talking about, almost 700 yards as a sophomore with 11 touchdowns. What's he bring to the Demons when he steps on the field offensively?
Hayden has grown up a lot over the past season or two. I think his leadership, he isn't real vocal. He tries to be vocal and stuff, which I appreciate. But, he's always willing to learn. He's always helping kids off the field. And not just Hayden. I think there's a lot of those leaders that are out there. But being a sophomore trying to step up and do that, and now a junior, I think that says a lot for him. And I'm excited for that group of kids.
All right. Defensively, also a lot of youngsters contributed for you last year, the likes of Seth Moss, I believe your son Ethan Flavin there, or Flavin, and then also Elijah Evans, your top three tacklers on your stat sheet, all come back for another year.
Yeah, Ethan's actually my nephew.
Okay.
He's another solid kid. Elijah, Seth Moss is our Mike linebacker. Yeah, we got a good group of defensive players coming back as well. I'm excited. I think that's going to be a real strength for us is our defense as well. Hopefully we can get everything clicking on offense, but we relied on our defense some of the time last year when we were sputtering a little bit on the offensive side of the ball, but I'm excited for all phases of the team. So I can't say enough about him, and I guess we got to put it to use and see what we can do.
Yeah, you're looking at your schedule, kind of have a quirk because you have your rivalry game right out of the gate. You go with Salina right there at the last week of this month, so got a rivalry game right out of the get-go.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that'll I was trying to get homecoming on that week, too, so we could get all that over with it in one swoop. But, yeah, the Thursday night game, that's our first day of school, is the 26th, and plus then we have the Salida football game that night. So a lot of excitement for that first day.
Yeah, and the rest of your schedule, also some challenges. You know, Banning Lewis is an up-and-coming program. Bennett, traditionally pretty good. Peyton's been very solid the last few years. Meeker, always one of the top teams out west. That's your non-league slate. So really nothing easy for you before you work in conference.
No, not at all. And I think we kind of plan this schedule around hoping that we will be competitive this year. I think we got a good chance to compete with those teams, and it'll be a great test for us going into league play and then matching up with some of those teams.
Yeah, and Florence probably would be your toughest challenge. I know CSCS has been solid. Rice had some good years as well, but long-term tradition, Florence is probably the team to beat in your conference as you look at those members.
I would say Florence is right there at the top. CSCS, yeah, as you said, has been good. Solid the last few years. I know they lost a few kids, but I expect both those programs to be really competitive, and hopefully we can make a run for the league title.